Now, what's going to be? Pirkon, let's see though, he takes it off. He takes the merchandise off the donkey. So Rashbam says, Pirkon means Bein Mecha Bein Lakeach. Ve'echnison Rishusai. Doesn't make a difference who took it off. But Lamayin said, now, after the donkey was loaded up with the stuff, is in his house, now they took off the merchandise. The Pirkon Ve'echnison Ve'echbeisai. So it depends. Posak, if they made up a price, saying for each barrel here of grapes, it's $10. Posak, actually modad, before they measured how many barrels they have, the locker is again, once they made up a price, so that's called the smicha zat. Now we say, since you took the merchandise off the donkey, and it's in your house, it's on the floor of your house, the lakeach is kaina, it belongs to you, and the moicha can't retract anymore. What about the modad? Let's just say we decided first to count, let's see how much grapes are here. First we counted the different barrels of the crates of cases of grapes. Actually, posak, and they did not make up a price yet how much they're charging you, then the locker is shnei nechoyim lachs abhen. Then they both could retract. In other words, there's no smichas das. Until you make up a price, clearly, how much you're charging me, there's no smichas das. The moicha doesn't have a das to sell it yet, and the lakeach doesn't have das to buy. You don't really mean business until you hear the price. You can go and see something, it looks beautiful, but before you know the price, you're not really thinking of buying it. So they don't talk prices yet, there's no sale yet. It's only after they speak prices. Yeah. Now, so stuff like this. But I'll quote upon him, once they spoke prices though, then Lamaisa, when he took off the merchandise and put it down in Lakeach's house, Lakeach is kona. So what do we see here? Omi the kale of the moicha, precious Lakeach. Lakono is not kona. Sahura kale of the Lakeach, Nami Brishus Mecha is also not Kona. Look who we see here, Taket not Kona we see here. Like Rashbam says, Umidi Kelev Shel Mecha Brishus Lakech Le Kona, Mecha, Kloima, Shein Kelev Shel Mecha Makiv, Our Brishus Lakech Le Gnaisan. I mean, that's why I did Lashon B'Samadna. But here, when you take the grapes off the donkeys, you put it down in your house, but it's in something. It's not just on the grapes. It's in a crate. It's in a basket. The basket belongs to the meicher. Still, we see when you take off the grapes and put it down, l'maisa l'keich is kind of the grapes. Even though what? It's in the meicher's basket. Like you had your basket loaded up on top of the donkey. We brought it into my house, and as soon as the baskets were put down on the floor, the grapes belong to me. Even though the grapes are in your basket. So you see, the Meicha's Kalev does not stop the Kinyan. So if so, it must have been the Kalev, the Meicha B'Shus Lakech. Lekona means does not stop the Kinyan. So I'll tell you the same story is Kalev de Lakech Nami, B'Shus Meicha Lekona. I'll tell you that it does not stop the Kinyan. Even though it's in your Kli, it means nothing. We always have to look upon whose Rishus we're in, not whose Kli it's in. Therefore, if you have the Kalev de Lakeach, again, I have my barrel. I go into your store and I want to buy wine there, and you fill up my barrel with wine, it doesn't make a difference. I'm not cornered yet. Since Lamaisen, whose Rishus are we? We're in the Moichah's Rishus in your store. I can't be cornered yet. Even though it's in my basket. It's my basket, my Kli, is like a toughless bottle to the ground to what which Rishus we're in. It depends whose Rishus we're in. If I have to take it out of your store. If I make a mashicha out of your store, or else if I pick it up, make a hagbor, then I'll be kaina. But just the fact that it's in your kli means nothing. That's the proof here. Because here we see, these grapes were in the basket of the moicha. Still we say, as soon as the grapes were put down on the floor in the house of the lakeach is kaina the grapes. It's in the moicha's baskets. We don't look upon the basket, that means nothing. But look to Rishus, where we are right now. So the same way the opposite way also. When Lakeach has his Kalim, so we have to look and whose Rishus we're in right now. Even though it's in your Kli, that means nothing. If it's still in the Meicha's Rishus, you would not have a Kinyan. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Pisha Shobchon. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Pisha Shobchon. I'll tell you now, maybe here in this price, now we're talking about now, that he poured it off, they threw it down on the floor. Maybe that's why it's current. You have no proof. Here it says when they took the grapes, or whatever it was, when they took it off the donkey, not that they took it off in the basket and let it stay in the basket, but you know, and then you want to bring a proof the basket can't stop it. No, the case is they took the fruits and threw it down on the floor. We're talking about right now, b'shashofchon. They threw it on the floor. So therefore, you have no proof at all if a kli stops the kinyan or makes the kinyan. Here, by this chamorah, we're talking about where he spilled the whole thing on the floor. That's what Rav Nachman wanted to say. So you have no proof. Ikbid Rava. Rava got very angry with that. What kind of answer is that? Midi shavchon katani. So it said that they spilled it out. What's the top lashon? It says pirkon. It says they just took it off. Pirkon is mashma. You just mafarik. Take it off. Yeah, pirkon katani. So not mashma but shavchon. So then our raya is still a good raya. So where it says elo omar. Elo oma ma barabashi. Be misachli tetumi. We're talking about over here of garlic. Misachli tetumi means of Rashi's chavila shumin to lekesakin. Talking about bundles of garlic that are not on any baskets. In other words, we're talking about now you just had bunches of garlic on top of the donkey. So mice now, when you take off the bundles off the donkey, where does it go? Directly on the floor. There's no baskets of the mlekeach. So again, from here there's no proof. Now it's not that we're talking about that you spilled it off, but better we're talking about in a case where you load it up just with garlic. And these things you can just take off and put it down on the floor. So Morris says, yeah. So again, so it becomes that there's no proof then to our Shiloh. No. Then Omalei Huna, Bered Mazutra, Ravina, Michti, Pirkan Ketani. Again, it says Pirkan, such as Mashma, you take off bundles. So Morris says, no. Mali Posak, Mali Le Posak. Oh, this is really something else. All right, we'll stop here.
Very good. Okay.
We're again in the middle of the Shaila was, we're again in the middle of the Shaila again about the Kalev Shelokeach. If you have your Kli, Perishus Meicher, are you kind or not? If you go to buy some apples and you bring in your basket, it's your basket, your Kli, and you put it down in the Meicher's Rishus, and now you put the apples inside the basket, are you kind or not? So we wanted to bring a Raya from the top going of Pevov Amar Aleph. The Shaila was, it says there that Pirkon Vechnitzon Otech Beisai, if they take off the things off the donkeys and put it down, so it says posak actually modad einshem chodom lachzu behen. If they made up the price before, even though they didn't measure it out yet, but they made up the price, then the sale takes place and you can't be chayzer. Modad, let's say first they measured though how much merchandise, how much grapes are there, actually posak before they made up the price. Then the locher is shnei mechodem lachzu behen. Both of them have a right to be chayzer. Now, here the havminer is that you have a donkey full of crates of grapes, and the owner takes off the crate of grapes and puts it down in your rishus, and therefore we say your rishus is kind of you. It's in your house right now. It belongs to you, even though it's still in the meicher's kli. So therefore, o mi de kalev the meicher for rishus lekeach. Lekono, that means we don't care the fact that the grapes are in the crate in the basket of the owner. But since the owner put down these grapes in the buyer's house, since now Lamais is in the reshus of the buyer is koina. So the same with the opposite way also. Kalev de lekeach, nami reshus meicher lekono. So if you come in to buy grapes and you go into a store and the grapes are still in the store, just in the store, you put them into your basket. It means nothing. We see you do not go after the basket, but you go rather which reshus it's in. Just like in our case here, when you unload the chamor and you put it into your house, you're kind of the stuff, even though it's in the owner's crates. Here also, you're kind of the kli means nothing. It goes after whose reshus it's in. So the araya that Caleb shall kind of reshus meicher is not kind of. So Gemara says no. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I'll tell you here, b'sheshovchon. We're talking about now, you know what this case says, when you come in with a donkey loaded with stuff, and if I bring it into your house, as soon as I take it off, It belongs to you. It's not where I took it off in my basket and it's in my kli, but rather b'shashavchan, I just threw it down on your floor. So then pshita, you're a shusas kainer. If I come in, I want to sell you apples, and you say yes, you want to buy them. I tell you, I make a price. I'm telling them $10, and then you come and throw them down on my floor. Pshita, I'm kainer. So the Torah says maybe we're not talking about a kli, we're talking about stam b'shashavchan. Say through it. Tomorrow says ikbid rabba got angry. Midi shavchan ketani. Does it say that when they came in, they threw the pears down? Pirkan ketani. It says a lashon of pirkan, which is mashma, they took it off the back of the donkey. Not that they threw the pears on the floor, but mashma pirkan, they took it off. Now usually when you stack things on a chamor, you stack it, you know, one on top of another, in kalim and baskets. So still a good proof that even though it's still in the meichas basket, but since it's in the reshus of the lakeach, lakeach is kaina. So you see, we go after the reshus, not whose kli it's in. So Mar still says no. Maybe still there's no proof. Elo ama ma baravashi b'misach l'detumi. We're talking about over here. He was selling garlic. If he's selling garlic, the pshat from garlic you don't stack in bundles in a basket. Garlic, you just sell a bundle of garlic. Rashi Yerushalmi says, Chavilos shumin, telekasakin, a bundle of onions and garlic. Kitzah, you just have a bundle of it together, they're just tied together, they're not really in a basket. So that's Pshat in this din here. When they come in with these donkeys full of onions, and then they untake it off, which means they take the onions off and put it straight in your reshus, then pshit the yokono. If it would have been in the kli of the meicher, maybe we go boss of the kli, not boss of the reshus. So again, in this case, you have no proof. Yeah. Now the mechaber like this: O malehuna, pray de marzutra l'ravina, michti. Let's see, pirkan ketoni. It says what that when they brought the donkey loaded with merchandise into the house, then they took it off. So mali posak o mali loy posak. What's the difference? It starts off saying that posak, if they made up the price, then you have a kinyan. But if they did not make up the price yet, you're not kona. So the question is, why not? The ma'aser, they took the merchandise off into your house. It's in your house now. Why aren't you kona, even though they did not make up the price yet? We'll make up the price later. But the chur, right now, the merchandise was taken off the donkey into your house. It's in your house. The chur, you should be kona with that alone. So he answered back, Pashad, no. Omalei, posak somchadaite. When you make up a price, then you have smichas das. Then we know you mean business, you really want to buy it. But loy posak, if you do not speak out a price yet, then loy somchadaite. Then the svar is you are not somech das yet, you do not have das to buy it. So therefore, even though the person brought the stuff into your house and put it down, still you will not be corner it until you make up the price. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. The Rav Shmuel Diamri Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel both said, Kalev shall Adam Koinaloi Bechomokam, that your Kalem, your basket, something that belongs to you, no matter where it is, if something comes inside it, it belongs to you. If the Dorav Shal Hefka goes in there, or if you want to buy something, if they put it into your basket, that's a kinyan for you. So that's the lashon. So l'chura l'asuya mai. What does it come to include? Like, what do you mean b'chol makom? Mashma, any place you put it down, when something comes inside your kli, you're kainer it. What's l'asuya mai? Somewhere it says lav l'asuya reshus meicher. Doesn't it mean to include even in a case where you have reshus meicher, where you go into a store and you want to buy apples there, and you put the apples in your basket in the store, that you're kainer the apples, since the apples now are in your basket, even though it's precious meicher. This will be Pashat our Shiloh, that the Caliph Shalakayach is kono precious meicher. So the answer back, no. Malasu precious meicher. Hossam diomalei. Mar says, no. Hossam diomalei zil kini. I'll tell you, there it's different. There he said clearly, zil kini, where the owner told him, go ahead and be kono, then for sure it helps. Then there's no question. If the owner tells you, listen, go and take it and make a kinyan, then for sure, if he puts it in his kalim, he's kaina. The Rashbam says, Hosam diyomalei, moicher, Here we're talking about when the moicher said, Zil kni, ani roitze sheyikna locho kilecho, that the owner said, even though you're in my store, I'm the owner of the store, but I said clearly, I want that you should be kind of my apples by putting it into your kelim. See, if the moicher speaks this out, then for sure it's good. Why? The command of mashalei mokum, it's command like I'm renting you the place where your kli. So then it's not only your kli, but it's even your makam also. It's like that kelov is munach on your reshus. Therefore, your kona. But in the case where the moicha does not say clearly that you should be kainah by putting it into your basket, it could be kelov shelokeach is not kainah reshus moicha. So again, you wouldn't have a clear proof from here to all over. Tanan hosom. We learn to Gemara. We learn to Gemara in Kedushin. Tanan hosom. Nechosim sheish lemachrayis, that means karka, property, which has achrayis. You always get your money back for it. Niknim bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka. How do you make a kinyan on karka? Either with kesef, you pay money for it, v'shtar v'chazaka. V'shein lemachrayis. Let's say metaltalim, things that you move around, and doesn't have achrayis. What's the kinyan? A niknim ela b'mashicha. A kinyan of metaltalim is mashicha. You have to move it. You have to draw it into your reshus. Like Rashbam says, the Mashicha, Shemoyschon reshusai. You have to either draw it into your reshus, I take it to you, Oy le reshus sheyesh lo chelek boy, or else into a place that you also have permission to use it. Kogoin simta v'chotz rashutfin. And he speaks out, the chol shchein v'hagbo, and avad, if you pick it up, that's even a better kinyan. Ti hagbo kaina b'chol mokum. Hagbo is kaina b'chol mokum. Sakoponim, it says here what that nechosim shein lemachrayis means regular metaltlim is a nikdim ela b'mashicha. The sura masni lo lohor shmaitato mishmeid Rav Chisda. In Surya they learned over this halacha the name of Rav Chisda. But Pompadisa in this city masni lo mishmeid Rav Kana. They learned over this same halacha the name of Rav Kana. The Amrilon, some say mishmeid Rava. It was the name of Rava, and he said like this. Loishanu, when do we learn this? Eladvorim shein darkim lihagbia. When do we say the kinyan is mashicha? If you buy a chair, you buy something. Only something that's heavy, that's not a derech to pick it up. Like a table. It's not a derech to pick up a table, it's too heavy. So since it's not a derech to pick it up, then we say, what's a good kinyan? How do you buy a table? With mashicha. Then the next best thing is drag it into your reshus. Let's say I'm selling you a small object. I'm selling you a small glass. That it's normal to pick it up. If I'm selling you a small glass, then be hagbo in for mishichaloi. Then you should know the kinyan on a small glass is hagbo. You have to pick it up, and not with mishicha. Mishicha is not good. His ikid kinyan is hagbo. Just in a case where it's too heavy to pick it up, then you could have a kinyan with mishicha. Now Yosef Abaye was sitting there. Ukom aloho shmaitato. He said over this halacha that when do you say mashiach is good? Only something that's heavy that you don't pick it up, but something that's light, it's normal to pick it up. Then you don't have the kinyan with mashiach. On this eitzvei Rav Ada b'Masna l'Abaye. So Rav Ada b'Masna asked the question to Abaye. It says halacha yad gemara subis. That hagoyin of kis b'shabbes. If somebody steals a wallet, he steals some money on Shabbos, so it says chayiv. Yechayiv means you have to pay back the money. And we don't say, come lay b'di rabbi minay, like we'll soon see. One svar is, if yechayiv misa for the hoitzah, so then we say, come lay. Since you get misa, we don't make you pay back the money. But here we'll soon see, here it says, hagoyin of kis for Shabbos, if you steal this wallet of money on Shabbos, so chayiv have to return it. Why? It says Shekvan is chayiv the Geneva koydim shiyovel the yisa Shabbos, because first you did a ma'isa Geneva. Chur means first you picked it up. If you pick it up in the house, I'm not to steal it. So you made a ma'isa kinyan hagbo. So you did the Geneva. For that second, you have a chiyuv to return it. Mashenkin the chiyuv Shabbos first comes later when you walk outside the house and take it out to Rishus Rabim. That's when you first chayiv for Shabbos. So if you pick it up in the person's house, you're over Geneva first, so therefore you chayiv to pay back the money, because the chiyuv Geneva comes before the Issa Shabbos. That's good if you picked it up. But what's going to be? Hoya megarer v'yotzei,
Let's say you have this big bath, this big bag, this big sack full of coins, and you were dragging it outside the house. It was too heavy for you to pick it up. You were dragging it outside the house. So Megara V'yotzei Potter. Then even though you drag it outside the house from the Rishus Yochid into the Rishus Rabin, you're Potter from paying back the money. You know, and why? Sharei Issa Shabbos Gneva Boin Kiyechud. Because it comes together. The Issa Shabbos and Issa Gneva both come together. That's what it says. So it's a difference whether you pick it up or whether you're schlepping it. Now, how the meaner is, Megara means you're schlepping a kit. You're schlepping a wallet. So Kasher is, for a kiss, Dvar Hagbohu. A kiss, a wallet, is usually a small thing. It's something that's normal to pick it up. And still it says in the Sefer that if you did not pick up the wallet, but instead you were just moshach, you're just dragging it along, then you're kona, but when are you kona it? First, when you take it outside to the Rishus Rabim or to the Simta, wherever you take it, that's when you first kainah. So I call upon him here at Takashi, you see that there is a Kenyan Geneva, there's a Kenyan Meshicha, even on something that's light, that's normal to pick up. Now, the Reisha is very good. The Reisha is talking about that you picked it up in the owner's house. So if you picked up the wallet, you were kainah it then, Bahagbor, you did a Meister Geneva, right then you have a Chiyah to pay back. Later, when you walk outside with it on Shabbos, you chayah for Shabbos. That ratio is good. But the Sefer says if you drag it outside, you didn't pick it up. So you didn't make a kinyan hagbor inside the house. The whole kinyan is meshicha, dragging it out. When do you have your meshicha? The same time you have your Issa Shabbos. Therefore we say, come lebe the rabbi mene that you put it. But I call upon him, you see, a chayicha meshicha, even on something, that's a derech hagbor. Yeah, any place, any time. Hagbor could be anywhere. Or Malays, he answered back to him, b'misna. We're talking about here that there's a string attached to it. So since there's a string attached to it, it's a derech to drag it and not to pick it up. So he said, that's not most talking about where you have a string attached to it. Was it? They're very kissed about Bog, Apilokochi, Koni Mashiach, Omalei, Bemisna. Yeah. But now we're talking about there's a string. So since there's a string, that means it's a derech to drag it. That's the answer. That's why you can't hear the Meshicha. So he says also, by us also, yeah, Rashi says, Kach Heshivu Stam, Rashi says, the Sover of Ado, the Kis Kotnu, the Teimah Tiridzev, Yomola, no Nami Misna Kamin Lucho, the Avgad Disabe Misna Dagla Bohu. Now, he asked, it's all back a question, he's like this, what do you want to answer me? It's talking about you have a string attached. She says, Ano Nami Bemisna Kamino. I'm asking you the question, even though there's a string attached. Because even though there's a string attached to this little purse, this little bag, but still, the derech is to pick it up, not to drag it. You don't go dragging small wallets. You pick it up. So still I have a kasher on you. Here it says the kinyan is meshicha, even though it's something small, that's a derech to pick it up. Oh, Malays, he answered back like this. What I meant to say is, b'midi d'boyi misna. We're talking about this as a big sack here. He's not just stealing $5. He's stealing $1,000 worth of nickels. So therefore, you need a nice big sack to drag it. So therefore, it's a